This anointed teaching by Apostle Theo Vollmerens comes to you from Christian Family Church International.
Good morning, Christian Family Church, Johannesburg, South Africa. Give yourselves a great big praise, God, for being in church today. Congratulations. This is a very important weekend. We're going to do something here that we have never done in 45 years of full-time ministry. We're going to watch a short video about the soon coming of the Lord, the rapture, and then we're going to discuss it. All right? As we go through, I'll stop it from time to time, and we'll talk about significant things in the video. All right. It is about two eclipses across the United States of America. And the importance of this eclipse is the towns it goes across. The first eclipse happened in 2017. We'll look at the towns that went over. Very interesting. And the second eclipse is April the 8th, a few days from now. And that eclipse goes across America as well, and it has a cross right in the center. And that cross, very important. Now, we're going to watch this video, and we'll discuss it. All right, you ready? Let's go.
It's very clear, and it's not a coincidence, that God made the first sign go through seven cities named Salem on August 21st, 2017. And it's not a coincidence that Jerusalem was first called Salem, and this was the first sign.
Okay, that is very interesting that this solar eclipse traveled right across America and it hit seven towns named Salem. Amazing. That's just mind-boggling. Now, that was 7 years ago, right? And as you just heard, Salem was the word used for the city of Jerusalem. And the word Salem means peace. Remember, we learned that when Abraham met with Melchizedek. So, Salem means peace. So God is saying, I'm giving you an opportunity to have peace, not only to America, but the whole world. Okay, now the next solar eclipse will come along. Let's do this.
And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And again, August 21st, 2017, the first sign, the eclipse went through seven cities named Salem, and Jerusalem was first called Salem. And God has made it very clear and confirmed it over and over that the latter sign, the eclipse goes through seven cities named Nineveh in America, and one city named Nineveh in Nova Scotia, Canada, which makes eight, like eight people on Noah's Ark.
Okay, so we see that this solar eclipse crossed seven cities in America and called Nineveh and one in Canada. So I believe there's two messages there. One is Noah's Ark, which is also about the flood and God capturing Noah and his family out of that destruction of the world, which is like a rapture in a type or form that Noah went through. And but seven cities in America. So you got seven cities in the first solar eclipse, Salem, and seven cities in the second eclipse in America, named Nineveh. And then we got the one in Canada, which is the eighth one. But seven and seven, and 7 years apart, 3 sevens. Now, I do believe that that's significant because there were seven churches in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation in Asia Minor that Jesus spoke about, that we can read about in Revelation. So this is all God speaking to us without a doubt. Now we're going to hear exactly which cities in America this solar eclipse is going to appear in or go over in a few days' time. All right, let's carry on.
And the eclipse is on the 8th, April 8th, 4-8. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign, the sign of Jonah. And the eclipse goes right through Jonah, Texas, and then Nineveh, Texas, right next to each other, then Cross, Texas, then Groom, Texas, then Bride, Tennessee. This eclipse goes right between Groom, Texas, and Bride, Tennessee, family, like the bridegroom. And then it goes through a city named Elijah.
So, the eclipse goes over a town called Bride and over a town called Groom. Now, we know that Jesus is the bridegroom, right? Jesus is coming. That's what it's talking about, Jesus. And then through Nineveh, which says repent because he's coming. And now you're going to see it's going to go through a town called Elijah. And as we know, Elijah was raptured too after his ministry is done in a whirlwind. And then it goes right over a town called Rapture. And Rapture is exactly where the cross takes place, where the two eclipses meet. All right? So the first eclipse went over Rapture. The second eclipse goes over Rapture, and that's where they cross. Let's carry on with this video.
And then it goes through a city named Elijah. And Elijah was raptured in a whirlwind. And then immediately after that, it goes through Rapture, Indiana, right in the middle of the Tav. But here's where it gets beyond gigantinormous. Not only is it the sign of Jonah, it's a much bigger sign. And they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And I showed you all glory to our Father in the name above every name, Jesus Christ. All the planets are lined up on this eclipse with all his signs. And they look like a ladder. But this is off the charts, what I'm about to show you. It's the most gigantinormous thing I've ever seen. All glory to our Father. Before the Romans, before the devil had the Romans start worshiping these false gods and naming these constellations after false gods like Aries and Pisces, when you go to sky cultures, the constellations, and you switch to the ancient Arabic stellarium of the constellations right here, the eclipse is in the latter constellation, family. It's right there. You can't make this up. This is Jesus Christ's design, God Almighty. And we've all been looking for the sign of Jacob's ladder. Well, you're looking at it right now. The ladder. And the ladder sign, the eclipse on 4-8, is on the ladder. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And I'll jump to verse 16. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. As you can see, house is right there. Right next to Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And remember, right at the top of the ladder in the ancient Arabic stellarium is flood. Right next to Venus is flood at the top of the ladder.
Okay, so we see there all these different planets in this constellation, which is Jacob's ladder, and the actual eclipse of the sun is right on that ladder. And according to the original names of these planets, you'll see Flood, and you'll see House and Christian at the top of the ladder. And this is the road that the eclipse travels on in the stars. And it's just remarkable that it lines up so perfectly with what's happening on the earth at the same time. All right, carry on.
And you already know what flood means. And when you look up the meaning of flood, the first noun is an overflowing of a large amount of water beyond the normal confines, especially over what is normally dry land. But look at the second meaning, an outpouring of tears or emotion, a flood of tears. But it gets way more gigantinormous. Not only is the constellation called the ladder where the eclipse happens, right next to it is the star, the asteroid, the minor planet, Bridges.
All right, Bridges is a name given to the Lord Jesus where he bridges the gap between earth and heaven and brings man and God together. So that's all significant. All these planets are telling us a story. And he's using Exodus 4:8 about the two signs. If they don't believe the first sign, they'll believe the second sign, which is actually what God said to Moses when he went to go before Pharaoh and he threw his rod down, turned into a snake, remember? Now, but that's applicable here because Exodus is when they came out of Egypt. And Exodus is when we're going to leave the planet, right? And Exodus 4:8 talks about two signs. And both signs are two eclipses that happen on the earth within a seven-year period. We're going to see the second one happen on April the 8th. Let's carry on.
And the Bible says that he that believes on Jesus shall not be confounded. 1 Peter 2:6. And the Lord Jesus Christ is Jacob's ladder. John 1:51. Jesus is our ladder to heaven. He is the entire ladder, rungs and all. And rung is there too, which means rungs. And it's actually pronounced runga, and it's right there, runga meaning. A German surname that derives from a word meaning staff. And when you look below that, in English, runga can also mean one of the bars or rods that form the steps of a ladder. And not only did Jesus Christ say in Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and runga, the steps of a ladder, right there in the signs in heaven. Not only that, Acts 2:19 says, and I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Well, there's only one place in the whole world named Runga. And it's Runga, Texas, right there in the path of the eclipse. Runga, steps of a ladder. And this sign starts out with Runga, and then the next sign is Jonah, Texas. And I will shew wonders in the heaven above. And the sign Runga is right there in the heavens next to the eclipse. The steps of the ladder. And signs in the earth beneath. Runga, the steps of a ladder, right in the path of the eclipse. It starts out with Runga, the steps of the ladder.
That's very powerful. So the eclipse goes right past Runga in the heavens, a star, and it goes over a town called Runga. And as we just learned, Runga means ladder or steps of a ladder. So God is definitely speaking to us very firmly here. All right, let's carry on.
The steps of the ladder and signs in the earth beneath. Runga, the steps of a ladder. Right in the path of the eclipse, it starts out with Runga, the steps of the ladder. It's right there, the heavenly staircase. Jesus Christ, he is the one who bridges the gap between heaven and earth. It's all over the internet. It's right here, Christ, the ladder between heaven and earth. It bridges the gap between one place and another. In this case, Christ has bridged the gap between earth and heaven. He is the one who bridges the gap between heaven and earth. And I'll walk you through today's date with bridges all the way to the eclipse, and you could see it moving past the ladder. And there it is, on the eclipse, bridges, right next to the comet, Pons Brooks. And I'll take you back to the Western sky culture. And remember, Jesus Christ is Jacob's ladder. He bridges the gap between heaven and earth. And I'll take you to today's date and walk you through to the eclipse again. And as you can see, bridges goes through the gap while the eclipse is being set up. Right there. It bridges the gap. Jesus Christ. He is the bridge. He is the ladder. From earth to heaven, family, that's where we're going. And Bridges is in the earth beneath. And the eclipse goes right through Bridges, Mississippi, and Bridges, Ohio. Jesus declared himself to be more than a prophet, more than a rabbi, more than a political deliverer, and more than a king. He declared himself to be the bridge between heaven and earth, the link between God and man, the portal that God has opened on earth, giving us direct access to heavenly realms. And I'm being filled with the Holy Spirit. All glory to you, Father, in the name above every name, Jesus Christ. And he's coming to get us. And he bridged the gap. And he's Jacob's ladder. And we're about to be caught up. And all glory to our Father in the name above every name, Jesus Christ. I showed you that Spirit is right there next to the eclipse.
So we see the name Bridges on the earth as the name of a town. It goes over that town. And you can see that in the constellation, the stars as well. So it's remarkable that so many of the names on the earth in America are in the sky, in the stars. It's just remarkable. God's definitely speaking to us. All right, we're very close to the end of the video, and then we will talk about it. Go ahead.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. So hold on to your faith, family, in Jesus Christ. Do not depart from the faith. Because we're about to go home to our Father's house, where there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. They will believe the voice of the latter sign. Exodus 4:8, family, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, nor hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign.
All right, so the second sign is the second eclipse, which takes place April the 8th, 2024, a few days from now. So look at those towns it goes through again. You'll see it goes through Rapture, it goes through Noah, Nineveh, Jonah, Groom and Bride, Enoch and Elijah, and Cross. There's a cross. And it's just remarkable to me that it hits these towns, and especially in Nineveh. Seven times America, once in Canada. I didn't even know that there were seven towns in America named Nineveh, which is strange, but that's... And this eclipse went right over all seven of them. So God had to put those towns there in the beginning. He planned for them to all go in that line. And then God, because God was going to put that eclipse over America at that exact place, and that the cross would hit over Rapture. What's God telling us? God's telling the Christians to repent. To repent. So when Jonah went to Nineveh, he said to him, you've got 40 days to repent. If you don't repent, judgment's coming. And an eclipse took place directly at that time that he made that announcement. And the whole place went dark. They repented. And God forgave them. They were evil people, but they repented. God's saying to us, lay aside every weight and run the race that's set before you. That's Hebrews 12, verse 1. Lay aside every weight and run the race. There are things in our lives which might not be a sin directly, but it's a weight. So you can't run a race and win the race holding 5-pound weight in each hand or 2 kilograms in each hand. You're not going to win the race. You're going to finish the race, but you won't win it. God says it's time to lay aside everything that slows you down from running your race. Lay aside every sin and every weight. So we need to take stock of our lives, family. If we want to go in the rapture, if we want to go in the rapture, let us lay aside every sin and every weight. Repent. That's God's message. That's very clear in that video. You can't argue with it. God's telling the whole world, I'm coming. If the world can't see this in that video, then they're not saved. They can't understand spiritual matters. So as your pastor, your shepherd, or your apostle, I'm appealing to you today. Check your heart right now. Close your eyes, bow your head. Please, every person in the church, close your eyes, bow your head before the Lord. And ask yourself this question. Is there anything in my life that I need to let go of? That I have to go of? So I can be ready. I'm not saying, and the video is not saying that Jesus is coming on April 8th. He's not doing that at all. But he is saying Jesus is coming soon because no man knows the day or the hour when he's going to return. But this message is, I'm coming soon. Very, very soon. This is a major event. We might not have another one like this. This might be the last warning before the rapture. Probably will be. We know what's going on in the world today. So soon, Jesus is coming. And even if things improve, that doesn't mean he's not coming. Things might improve, and there will be a revival, and the rapture could come. So, it might not be too many years away. It might be 1, 2, 3, 4 years. I don't know. But it's soon. We've waited a long time. I think that time has come to an end because we've gone over into the time that should be for the millennium reign. We've gone past the 6 days, the 6,000 years of man's reign on the earth. We're into the 7,000 years now, which is really the millennium reign of Christ. So that's been held back for the sake of the gospel, reaching the four corners of the earth. It's time to repent for doing the wrong things and repent for not doing the right things. It's time to repent for not winning souls. It's the time to repent for not praying. It's the time to repent for not going to church. It's the time to repent for not tithing. It's the time to repent for not doing the right thing, as much as it is time to repent for doing the wrong thing. So with your heads bowed, your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you right there in your seats, if you really sincerely want to make sure that your heart's right and ready to meet Jesus, if you are ready to be a wise virgin, I want you to stand to your feet, please. And we're going to pray a prayer together and make sure that we do this properly. Would you kindly stand if you really want to make sure that you're ready to meet the Lord. Should he come tonight? Or should he come really on April 9th or April 9th, even April 8th? We don't know. All right. Thank you for standing. Say this prayer with me. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for speaking to us by your mercy, by showing us where this eclipse is going. And clearly I understand your message to us revealed in this remarkable eclipse. I receive your instruction. I receive your warning. And today, I lay aside every sin. I lay aside every weight that slows me down in my race for you. Jesus, you are first. You are most important in my life from today. I surrender my heart, my mind, and my body to your service. I thank you, Father, for receiving me and accepting me, cleansing me, forgiving me today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just raise our hands and worship him. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for revealing to mankind this amazing witness, testimony of your grace to prepare us for your return, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking the time to do this supernatural work. Praise you, God. We praise you, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us during this episode of Living Life with Dr. Theo and Bev Vollmerenz. We hope that through this inspired teaching, you had an encounter with God. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev Vollmerenz and would like to enjoy more resources, we hope you will visit our website at www.christianfamilychurch.co.za or for our American listeners, www.christianfamilychurchsa.com.